Caracalla ushered in a period of extreme cruelty in the Roman Empire. Caracalla's father was Septimius Severus, who died in 211. Septimius was succeeded by his two sons, Caracalla and Geta, as co-emperors. But just a few months later, Caracalla had his younger brother Geta murdered and instigated massacres of thousands of his brother's followers across the empire. From then on, Caracalla ruled as the sole emperor. To try and gain the approval of his subjects, he ordered Rome to construct the vast baths of Caracalla, whose ruins can still be admired in the city today. Accommodating over 1,500 people, the baths were a vast complex of heated baths, shops, libraries, and gardens. And all that with free admission. Caracalla also granted Roman citizenship to all free men throughout the empire, a status which brought many privileges. In this way, he encouraged the integration of conquered peoples and fostered the dissemination of Roman culture. Caracalla's father, Severus, was from the region of today's Libya, but Caracalla was born in what's now Lyon. The Roman Empire really was a world power. He was born Lucius Septimius Bassianus, but was nicknamed Caracalla after the Gallic-style hooded tunic he loved to wear. Caracalla was assassinated after just 6 years as emperor.